Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Wazalwane, wow, bazalwane, I'm so moved this morning. You know, I'm so moved because, first of all, yes, the Lord is faithful. Uthembeke kakhulu uThixo. But, you know, just hearing Sis Khumutso pray with her family. Ah, bazalwane. Oh, bazalwane, this morning she's praying with her I assume she's praying with her family. It doesn't matter if it's a blood family, but the point is it's a group just coming before the Lord. Ekuseni bezosibonakalisa uba Thixo silapha nathi. Ah, bazalwane, the power of agreement this morning. How faithful and awesome is the Lord. We bless the Lord. Ulungile uThixo. Anyone who thinks otherwise against what the Lord is doing, and yes, because you see, bazalwane, one of the things that we struggle with as a church, you know, is to stand back when the Lord is at work. Sometimes we've got to learn to just stand back. Singafuni usoloko sivela because the Lord is used to speaking to us and through us. And then even when the Lord is not saying anything, we find the need to speak. Let's not do that. Because we are yenza mandlento yake. We yenza ngokwakhe. Ayidingi mna, ayidingi wena. When we choose to be part of it, ours is to submit. Sivumelane noThixo nento ayenzayo. This morning, I'm so touched, you know, Sis Khumutso. And thank you so much for sharing that really, really beautiful and precious moment with us. Bazalwane, this is where we're going to leave our prayer time this morning. Because we're crossing over now to Utata Osandile Swana, and I want to appreciate Bonko Mama Bangin Leon Amtland, Siakbona Mamfana, Siakbona Mamshkombana, Bazalanobani and Vumela. I really would like to carry on our time of prayer tomorrow morning between 4 and 5:30, and that's where we'll be hearing a lot more of the other prayers that have come through. I wonder about Atani, Pubonanj, and Gobasin Kelilakakul. At least I asked you nicely. Ubabendiakala, Benaglen Yang, Bamake Bonagalinin, you know, Tinkelilakakul. And then the next thing, Nitul. And then I'm planning to go Sunday. I mean, you're tired. Okay, man, Puma's doing. Dr. Sana is stranding by my family this morning. We've heard powerful, powerful prayers coming through from the family this morning on 082-657-2729. We really do want to thank the Lord for the ability to allow us to worship Him, to hear Him, and to honor Him. Bazalwane, that is Him honoring us. And for that, we are truly grateful. So our scriptures that we read this morning, Isaiah 6, Revelations 4, which is our main scripture, as well as Psalm 15, also our main scripture, referenced John chapter 15. Right, let's cross over then. Dada Osandile Swana is standing by. Dada, good morning to you, and thank you so much for your patience and for standing by.
Morning, Ayanda. Good morning to your listeners, the listeners of Radio Pulpit. Thank you so much.
No, kubulela tina, Dada. So last week, you know, it was the sort of the last opportunity where we had to do that Q&A. And the question on the table was really around the socialization of children, just looking at the, you know, the circumstances that we find ourselves in, where almost at least once a month, you know, we have to marvel at yet another little girl or yet another woman being killed. And so we were just really asking questions that have to do with how we are positioned as a society and perhaps what our contribution is. And my family, in case you're joining us for the very first time today, I do want to take a quick minute to just explain the context of our conversations with Tata Swana. The real context here is to minister to men or tata, you know, in Okozamakaya etu. We want to see a generation of men that is established, that is affirmed in their position as leaders of our homes, as sojourners, you know, together with women in this journey of life. We want to see them healed and healthy. We want to see them discipled. We want to see them trained for their role as Otata. There was a very obvious gap at least 15 years ago. We are now seeing how that gap is starting to close down, and we are seeing the manifestation and the coming up of men who are affirmed, who know who they are, and who are able, you know, to live a very healthy healthy masculinity. And for that, we give God the glory. And so, Dada, today, to finish off the answer to your question last week, you would like to sort of answer, you know, give us solutions, the short-term, medium-term, and long-term solutions to how we can socialize as a society to create a conducive environment for men to be discipled.
Yes. Thank you so much, Ayanda. The issue is that in the past few weeks, really, we've seen the killing of women and young women, even little girls, have been killed. So it's in the domain of femicide.
Mm.
And unfortunately, if we are to be honest, every time a woman is killed, it is a man, a male man, that is involved in that act. Mm. People who kill people are men.
Mm.
They finish their life. Mm. So we've got to accept that.
Mm.
Number two, if you are, generally speaking, if you are a person, a human being, you are not going to be injured mostly. Some of you have never been injured. The majority of people have never been injured by an animal, killed by a lion or something like that. The thing that is keeping all of us in danger are human beings.
Sure.
And the bigger percentage of that are men who put people in danger. And as men in South Africa and in the United States of America, become more and more undiscipled, more and more unrefined, it also creates a culture of violence. And I'm the Sasangula Ubango Bangatich. It creates a culture of violence. Now, when something is a culture, it means a 5-year-old can beat up somebody. It means a granny can beat up somebody because it's part of the culture. Ningabantu abanjalo, ningabantu bohlanu, ngiyabetha, you know. I once told my son at a younger stage, when I was still at university, starting this thing of dating. And I said, you know, my son, you need to be careful of teaching your woman wrong things. Because those are for clerk. So when men go astray in large numbers, eventually the whole of society has to adopt that culture and those practices. And before I then made my first point on this issue, I will illustrate this.
Okay.
You know, here on my road where I live in Maldersdrift, down the road here, I was hit on the head with a spade by a woman. And the matter had to go to court.
Huh.
Okay. So, and she was convicted of assault with the intent to cause grievous bodily harm.
Huh.
And this person is 1 year younger, 1 year younger than me, the person who hit me. She's a grandmother, you know?
Wow.
And part of why she succeeded in actually physically hitting me is because I was not alert and aware that Lumdu's on better. I didn't expect that woman to beat me up. And she did, successfully. So the culture of violence is very prevalent in South Africa.
Mm.
So then we will come back to those issues.
Sure.
The first point I want to make today about men, and I've posted about this on Twitter already.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you, Dada. Thank you for that.
Now, Itikelendo, because some people think that poverty and lack of resources is the one that causes men to exercise violence towards women, or it's about money.
Mm-mm.
Now, we have seen very rich men right now there are serious videos and allegations about how Donald Trump has behaved towards women. Prior to that, even when he tried to answer about the allegations against him, he started talking about the baby mamas of Elon Musk. We've seen R. Kelly going to jail for abusing women. We've seen Jeffrey Epstein. We've seen Bill Cosby going to jail for abusing women. We've seen serious allegations about celebrities, Danny Jordan, and so on. So, becoming a multimillionaire or coming from a multimillionaire family or a multi-billion rand family and having a lot of money yourself does not actually help you to have value and respect for women. Respect their bodies doesn't teach you, money doesn't teach you how to respect the bodies of women. Money doesn't teach you to respect the property of other people. Money doesn't teach you to respect the dignity of other people. Money doesn't teach you good manners. Smile, no good patagabush. So, very recently, I learned of a story of a student at the University of Transkei back in the day, in Tat. Student is just standing there waiting for a taxi. One of the local businessmen comes, stops his car, grabs this girl, and rapes her. Local businessman. So this happened, and these things usually have no recourse. There's no corrective measures that are taken. There's no justice to it. Okay? So the first thing that came to my mind today was that we must not always think that it is those unwashed dating outlaws and all those things who are raping women or killing women and doing all sorts of things. I mean, when we were students at Fields, one of the guys was very close to some of us, actually killed his girlfriend on campus. Right? So the idea that it's a worldview. So that's the one thing that we need to be very careful about. So high levels of education, high levels of wealth do not solve the problem. So in the actual training at home by your elders, your grandparents, your parents, your refined and polished teachers, the sports coaches, and all that. All of those people are the ones who are supposed to change your mentality and make sure that whether there's a girl or a woman or a grandmother, you are supposed to protect, you are supposed to respect their body, their dignity, their emotions, and so on, and not be abused. So that's the first thing, and that is the long-term solution. Now, so I didn't want us to talk about short-term solutions only, because short-term solutions are not going to solve the long-term problem.
Sure.
Trump has been a state president, he's been a CEO. So money doesn't actually disciple a person and make him a better person.
Sure.
So the other thing, once you then become aware as a girl, once you become aware as a woman that a human being, and disproportionately a weaker human being physically, whether you like it or not, when it comes to somebody wanting to rape you, it's going to come to fighting technique, it's going to come to speed, it's going to come to strength, physical attributes and mental attributes in a combat situation. So women need to know that unless you are highly trained, you are not going to be able to win that fight just on the basis of natural strength. But what you need to know is that you need to be aware that without you doing anything wrong, there is somebody targeting you. When one do wrong, it's in their upbringing. But the rapists, but the predators towards women. So what are you supposed to do? It's awareness, situational awareness. You know, you must understand that, first of all, I am fit. I am big and strong. I am not a small guy. I am a tall guy. I am big and I am strong. However, at all times, I need to be aware that umuntu angandiqubula, a person can take me by surprise.
Wow.
You think be so true that then the left hand to the first one. I've lost any advantage that I have. Right? So as a person and also as a woman, you need situational awareness. So when you are walking, you need to be aware what is it that is 10 meters in front of you. Who are these people? What are they doing? Do they look like they are organizing themselves? What is to your left? What is to your right? What is behind you? You need to have situational awareness. Also, you have a parking lot to your car. Is the key already in hand? You are looking down, you are digging. For instance, when I was hit with a spade, I was actually looking at my phone, trying to open my phone. I'm looking down. And the lumbers moved from where they were and moved closer and unleashed the blow on me. So when you are not aware, first of all, that you are in danger, the other person is thinking and planning about you.
Wow.
This situation. I was talking to one lady, a family friend. You know, you see where that gate of yours is at and where your front door is at, your umnyango. Do you know that you need to be fit enough to run at full speed from that gate to your house? You need to know how to do that. And you need to think that you're able to do that. Right? So, into your hooty, uhamba ukwindawo ongekho safe kuyo. And there's never that in the way.
Right.
Immediately, you send away in Abanya Bantu, Shugana, no profit of his own. Mamele, preoccupied because a criminal is a predator. A criminal is a predator.
Chance.
So if you ever watch these documentaries, the wildlife, they do not go for the one animal that is always alert, that is always watching, that is the strongest, that is the fastest. They want the one that is half asleep. Another thing that we need to say, people, you cannot have a secret boyfriend. Uzaufa.
You're sorry.
You can't have a secret boyfriend.
Or a secret girlfriend, please tell us so that we're, you know, we're not one. But I suppose, you know, the context would require that we.
No, I'm trying to protect women. I'm not trying to protect men. I'm trying to protect women.
Okay.
I'm not trying to protect men.
Okay.
Men are the culprits in this thing that I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. So, in other words, if you're going to if you start liaising with someone, and then you are going to end up going on a date and so on. Probably the first date that you are going to go on to meet this guy, you come there, you tell him that you are going to meet me and my three cousins, or me and my three friends. Who's the person? So that they can see clearly who you are.
Yeah,
and know
and see
who
your
you
community.
Are and be able to positively identify you. Right? On the day that you are now going on the date, somebody must hand you over to this man. In other words, try to pick her up. Emnyango, it's you and your cousin, and so on, or you and your friend. Akubone umbonile, there's a witness of what happened.
And right? someone that can identify him. True.
Yeah. And you are clear about they are going to go to this place and they are going to come back at this time. And technologists will tell you that you are able to be traceable to your cell phone, that you can be able to share your whereabouts with your friend or your cousin, that was my opinion of the phone at least. So that Kwanomfo akhawuleza ikhona into yoba ugadiwe ke lo. This is not some isolated person. Ofihlela wonke umuntu. She's hiding the evidence. Uba ndiyamthatha kwayena uyandincedisa.
Sure.
And another thing that people will tell you, people who are in the security industry will tell you, is that kwalapha kwi-postings, I'll say two things about it. You know, deliberately over the years after I learned this, I would post pictures of myself and my daughter intentionally. Ukuthi umuntu ayazi into yoba ukhona umuntu oyiguardian yalo sisipho. Right? So if you mess with my daughter, you're gonna mess with me later on. Ukhona omnye wethu ozawungcwatywa between you and me. Right, if you mess with my daughter. Okay? So, women, it can be your cousin, it can be your brother, it can be your husband, it can be your boyfriend, whatever the case is. But generally, men must know that you belong somewhere. There are people, men, who care about you.
Sure, you sure. Know?
Mm-hmm. And lastly, you know, this woman narrates a story that, you know what, you know, going to order delivery, Uber Eats, this, that, and the other, those types of things. And some of these. She says, you know, when I order, I put a man's name there.
Wow.
And so it's me. And the under patterns of Palapaika Malam Humtutuzi.
Wow.
So the chap knows that I have nothing to be interested in this case.
Anga does lungiselele.
Yes. Mm. So you need to have strategy. Now the biggest problem, I mean, now we talk in the short term, mm-hmm. on a daily basis, is that you need to be very aware in the world. If you are a woman or you are a vulnerable person, or then you need to be taking security precautions. These security precautions apply whether you are in London, you are in Paris, you are in any town, let alone in the
We literally have like 1 minute, Dad, unfortunately. I'm so sorry. Yeah.
So the last thing then I must say, because it was earlier said, I found it interesting that in a survey that was done, the place in South Africa where women felt the most unsafe is actually the Western Cape. Now, in the Western Cape, as I have told you before, Pakati Kwanakala, the eldership is finished right now, as you speak. Amakhwenkwe apha akhula kungekho madoda.
Abona
bantu basisinyana eWestern Cape abadictatayo iculture are the gang leaders, the gang bosses, criminal gang bosses. So these boys, and when boys grow up, they form armies against society in the absence of thorough and continuous discipline and discipleship.
Sure. Yo, Dada. I really like the fact that we can actually pick it up at you know, the point of perhaps just looking at analyzing our population dynamics, because I think for me, it's that is always a huge, huge, huge matter hiding in plain sight that we are not always considering when we look at how our societies are socialized. I mean, I don't even recall the last time I had a look at the ratio and the percentage of child-headed homes, because you would find that in an area where violence is rife, more likely than not, it is actually because that is a community that is child-headed. And that's such a huge thing to actually consider. So thank you for that, Dada. Thank you so much for really just waking us up to all the realities, and also just to making men aware that we are here for them, we love them, we do want to challenge all men to truly take up the responsibility of stewardship, man, yabona, including being their brothers, keepers, and protectors, and all of those wonderful things. And of course, thank you for helping us, Dada. When we go on dates, this is about careful. The Lord really bless you. I will check up with you next week. Yeah,
thank you so much. Bye-bye.
That was Sandy Leswana, my family, crossing over now happily into the program, or rather into the rest of our programming here on Radio Pulpit. It's Church with Kathy Van Onselen all the way to midday. You and I meet again between 4 and 5:30 tomorrow. The Lord really bless you. We love you. The Lord keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you, and the Lord give you his peace. Let's cross over now to the rest of our programming. Good morning and welcome.
Share the love. Share the truth. Share the life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882, and OpenView 607. Also follow us on our social media, download our app, and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.